The local historian and author, Colm Liddy, is with me now for our History in Focus slot. Good morning to you, Colm.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming in. So, top 10 ancient church ruins in the great county of Clare. You're a man who does the hard yards. You do all this research and you do the travelling around and the examining of various ruins and things like that. To tell us, to save us the bother.
That's right.
What compelled you to check out all these church ruins?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're just so lucky in this county. I mean, we have ruins of every type, you know, within Clare seem to have remained intact. But of church ruins, ones that are like 1,000 years old, or at the very least 700 or 800 years old, we have dozens of them. And they're so scenic. They're so, if you dare I say, almost spiritual, these places. Religious, of course. They're Christian churches. But we have so many, and today I just want to highlight a few of the ones we have.
I suppose this points to the fact that, I think maybe you might have touched on this when you were on with us recently as well, the change to building like stone churches, and that's why there are so many ruins still. I was going to say in good condition, they are ruins, but that there's still evidence of them being around.
That's right. We'll say the earliest Christianity from St. Patrick on, all the churches are made of wood, so there is essentially no trace of those. And then, as we have touched on, Christianity kind of was petering out a bit, really, in Ireland by the year 1000. It wasn't going particularly well, but then it really started to surge again. They, both in levels of observation of Christian and also of building churches. So we have, from the year 1000 to, say, 1300, that is a huge era of just new faith and new buildings, and they're all scattered all over our county.
So in terms of these top 10 ancient church ruins, why don't we start with either the one that is your favourite, or perhaps even the oldest one, the oldest example of a church ruin.
Right, well, one of the absolute gems we have, and it's a bit obscure, it's called Temple Cronan. Now, where you go is, go to Carron, and just drive out of Carron a little bit, and there's a sign that says it's down here to the right, and now you're on a dirt track, the kind of road where there's grass down the middle, and if you've got a car with a low, you're wondering how you're going to scrape it. But anyway, you get down there, and it just ends, and now you're like, well, where is it? But you have to cross the farmer's field. There is signposts, but you cross over, and there it is, this gem of a tiny little church. And there it is. It's got the masonry, as they call it from those times, is called Cyclopean, which is to say made of huge stones. Stones like that nobody could lift were the stones they liked to use. It was the idea of Cyclopean, they call it, that like it means that they think only a cyclops could have picked these stones up and put them where they are. So the walls of it are quite unusual, made with these stones. And as well as that, it has a few little faces on the walls, you know, carvings. But it also has, what's fascinating, two little things which are like a grave type structure made like a tent. Two slabs of stone leaning against each other. Quite striking. And they, in the past, actually held the relics of Cronan himself. So in the past, you had the idea that the bones of the holy man were in themselves hugely helpful, spiritual. Like if you touched the bones, you would get a blessing. Or if a cloth touched the bones and then you held that cloth, good things could happen for you, you know. So it was those bones were actually housed in it. Sadly, they're gone now. But they were there as recently as 1965.
Well,
yes, these bones are mentioned by a fellow who wrote a book, you know, an English guy who came over and toured Ireland.
What happened? Did a dog find them or something?
Well, it kills me. These bones were there in this book in 1965. Now they're gone. Perhaps somebody around the Corfin area took them. I don't know. They're not there now anyway.
Text in if you have them.
But yeah, look, it's a beautiful spot. I would particularly say to people to go and check this one out. One of the oldest we have.
Even in the construction, like Colm, when you're talking about the size of those Cyclopean blocks, you'd marvel at back then the effort, the sheer manpower, and whatever primitive by modern standards devices they were using to lift those blocks. It took a huge, monumental effort, I'd say.
It did, absolutely. Now, another of those early ones, also with a bit of Cyclopean masonry, is Fenlaw. Fenlaw is, it's in the Newmarket parish, kind of on the road that leads from there to Kilkishan. And it's near Fenlaw Lake. Incredibly beautiful spot. I mean, a lot of these ones, they just seem to pick fantastic places. You know, the aesthetic beauty is there. But you go to Fenlaw and you can see the lake. And there's this old church ruin. But what also grabs you is there's at least three fantastically interesting graves there of people who died. Okay, first of all, I'll point to Jim Guerin. Jim Guerin, he's on the 1914 All-Ireland Clare team that won in All-Ireland. And he scored 3 goals, much like
Shane O'Donnell
would do 99 years later. But Jim, anyway, he scored his 3 goals and he played for Newmarket and he played for Clare. But then, tragically, he caught the Spanish flu just 4 years later. He had been 19 in the All-Ireland, much like Shane, and then only 4 years later, he contracted the Spanish flu and he died. They said about that it was younger, strong people who actually were most affected and died. And his grave is there with 2 hurleys laid across it, and you can easily see it. It's near the entrance to the church in Fenlaw.
Lovely to point that out, particularly for Clare hurling fans that might not be aware of that. Nice. Indeed. Kind of place to visit.
And 2 other significant people buried there there's an Elsie Bennett. She was the first woman to become clerk of the Ennis Union. This is like about 120 years ago when women didn't get top jobs like that. You could say it was like being the county manager of Clare County Council, a similar role to that. And also inside in the actual church ruins, you'll see one of these truly lovely crypts. It's like a little house. And in that is Robert Hewitt. 210 years ago, he was in the Battle of Waterloo. Fought in the Battle of Waterloo. He was hit, according to accounts, 9 times by bullets. He was hit in the elbow, he was hit in the knee, he was hit all over. And then he was hit by a cannonball.
Oh.
And that took off his left leg. But incredibly, he survived. I mean, survived for another 50 years.
50 Cent has nothing on this guy.
This guy, with one leg, went on to still have a career in the army. He wound up actually in Clonmel barracks for most of his career. But he was often back around fishing in Fenlaw Lake. And ultimately, he's buried there as well, Robert Hewitt.
I'm just full of admiration for this guy. He's made of tough stuff, that's for sure. 9 bullets and a cannonball and all he lost was a leg. That's fantastic. Okay, enough for him, obviously. What other runes stand out?
Okay, Cork and Row. One of the outstanding examples. I mean, it's such a large construction. It's up there in North Clare, an area that everybody should see this at some stage this summer if you haven't already. There's the Flaggy Shore. There's a tiny little farmyard in the middle of nowhere where they sell ice cream if you want to check that out. But this Cork and Row is a beautiful old abbey, you know, of the Cistercians, and it's filled with carvings. In particular, there's a very striking carving of, I suppose, some bishop or abbot from 800 years ago, and he looks like an alien, actually. It's a very unusual look, this guy. You know, it's so crystal clear how it's cut out.
Could he be? Can we start? Could this be, you know, these examples that the aliens helped build the pyramids? Is this where the aliens also, while they were down here, said, we won't just come all this way to build a few pyramids, we'll build a few churches in Ireland as well.
Indeed. Okay, Ennis Abbey, it's easy to overlook. It's right here in the town, just along at the start of Francis Street near the Queen's Hotel. You could spend your whole life walking past this place, but you do need to go in. It's, again, filled with ancient carvings that are there. Lovely pictures of like the Passion of Christ, of Christ coming out of his tomb with these sleeping soldiers on the ground that were meant to guard the tomb, and there's that sort of thing, or his resurrection and whatnot. Really lovely carvings of all that can be seen, amongst others, inside there. So do check it out. It's a very peaceful place and so beautiful once you get inside.
Okay, anywhere else that you would urge people to check out?
Dysart. Go to Dysart. You take the road to Corrifin and hang a left where the signpost says. It's an old church, again, from this era. It features an incredible doorway, as they call it, a Romanesque doorway, where it's this roundy top filled with all carvings, shapes and faces. The faces of, I think it's 17 men, women and animals are there. And so clear, you know, this thing, the carving can be, it's probably 1300 or so that one's from. And yet there you can see it. It also has a round tower that has been split across the middle. And also, in the fields nearby, you go out the fields in the back, and hopefully there won't be any cattle there. Again, you know, so much of Ireland are monuments. Literally, there's cattle walking by. But you go out to this monument, and it's a crucifix, a high cross, and there's Saint Tola. Tola is the man for this particular monastery. But what's striking is where one of his shoulders should be, there's a hole. Hole in the stone. You're like, well, what is this? But they have figured out that there was a detachable arm that fitted in there.
Right.
So he's at what was then the entrance, and he's kind of like this leader with his arm outstretched, you know, towards you, welcoming you. But that arm was possibly actually made of gold or silver.
Ooh.
And it could be detached for like ceremonies, you know, to be used to tap people on the shoulder or on the head.
To hold it out to shake their hands with.
Yeah, this thing. So it was a detachable arm. And like everything else, it's gone now.
Well, in fairness, if it was made of gold and silver, I'd expect that to have been long since gone.
Okay, Kilfenora. Kilfenola Cathedral, as it's called. I mean, possibly that would make you think it's a massive place. Mm. No, it's a small church in the town of Kilfenora, but it is jam-packed with both high crosses and, again, little carvings of ancient bishops. There's a very strange little fellow with pouty lips there. There's these various crosses, one out in a field, and several of them now have been brought inside. They're under a kind of a perspex roof. But very striking carvings of these ancient bishops who, you know, were, I suppose, real people at one time, lived 700 or 800 years ago. Really, really worth checking out.
Okay. Have we any left on the list?
We have. Well, let's see. We've four more. We'd better race through them. There's Glencullum Kill. Hard place to find. It's halfway between Carron and Tubber.
Okay.
And It features a market stone, a place where ancient markets took place, and it's just set into the burren in such a way that you're on this patch of fertile land, and all around you, you're seeing the rocky slopes of the burren, you know, hills in every direction. Rat Blawmac, also that's in the Dysart area, the Rat area of Corrafin. It features an incredible arch. There's a lake nearby in which lives, to this day, the demon badger. A demon badger that used to plague people back in the 6th century. It was going around taking people's cows and sheep and whatnot until Blawmac himself and a few other, they tackled this fella. So they've chained him to the bottom of the lake. And actually, there's a carving of Blawmac. It was moved to Corrafin Church. Go to Corrafin Church, just look there on the left as you're going in. And it's, again, a very striking. And all of these carvings have something unusual. In this case, it's his eyes. They're popping out of his head.
No, we don't know why.
No, we don't know okay. why. Queen Abbey, that's the biggest in the county. By far, it's one of the biggest buildings that was ever built in Clare. Beautiful scene there. An unfortunate fact, though, is it seems to be locked all the time now. I've made several attempts to go there, but inside there is a very striking cloister and a lot of scenery, but unfortunately you just can't get in. And then finally, Cannon Island. This is a tough one to get to. The estuary, the Fergus estuary, in between Newmarket and Fergus and Kildysart, is an area filled with islands, and one of them is this Cannon Island. So you either need a boat to go there, or what you can do is, if you have any kind of friend in the Kildysart area, ask them to find out for you when is it going to happen, because every year the parish of Kildysart have a thing where they all go out there for a mass.
Okay.
And it's a thing you should kind of do once in your life if you get the opportunity. To local farmers who have land out there, club together and actually just bring people out in small boats, and it's a pretty intense experience going out to this island where, again, a monastery built in the 1100s is still standing. And because it's on this island, it's more untouched than everything. It's quite intact. There's a bell tower, of course, there's a cloister. There's even the cellars that the monks had. Huge amount of it is intact. And it has been used as a graveyard since, but a beautiful place to go.
Just yet another example of just how much amazing history is within our area. I love it. There's such a demon badger is going to stand out for me there as well, that's for sure. Colm, always a pleasure having you in and enlightening us and making us aware of these things that some of us may not be aware of. Many thanks to you, and we'll chat to you again soon. Any hint of what we can expect for the next time? Or
well, we'll actually turn our occasion now to the other major ruins that is all over Clare, is castles. You know, the castles which dot our landscape. And to be honest, again, we're so blasé. We ignore them. They're in every parish and townland, practically, of Ireland.
Well, that's actually apt. And especially earlier on, you were talking about ruins and there's always cows walking around them. Out my back window, I can see and the ruins of an old castle turret. And what's constantly walking around it grazing? Cattle.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, we look forward to that. My thanks to the local historian and author, Colm Liddy.